From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to the most immigrants of any state in the country. Over 10 million live and work in the Golden State. And until recently, there was one major profession in California that was closed off to them, becoming a police or peace officer. However, that all changed with a recent California law, which removed the U.S. citizenship requirement from the job as of January of last year, 2023, expanding eligibility to non-citizens who have full legal work authorization. And UC Davis recently made a groundbreaking move. The university's police department hired its first officer, who is also a Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA recipient. Officer Ernesto Moron was sworn in late December, and he joins us along with UC Davis Police Chief Joe Farrell, who was a major advocate for this piece of legislation. Welcome and good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Vicky. Thanks for having us on.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
Officer Moron, I want to start with you. I would love if you could introduce yourself to us a little bit more about what brought you to Davis.
So my name is Officer Moron, or Ernesto Moron. So what brought me to Davis was I was looking to go to a university when I was in high school. The first universities that I was looking at was either San Francisco State or UC Davis. Mainly because of their music program for both. I like music, and marching band was something I really liked. And I kind of thought up to myself, like, well, you know, UC Davis sounds fun. You know, it's a UC, you know, it's going to be filled with so many opportunities for me. And really, that's what brought me to UC Davis. I also wanted to live away from home to set up some sort of independency. But that's really what brought me to Davis is honestly, it was just their marching band that kind of drew me in there.
So how did you go from being attracted to the marching band and music to becoming interested in a career in law enforcement?
Yeah, so I was looking at jobs when I got to the university. Obviously, the first year of my university career was not the best just because I was, you know, struggling, you know, trying to get away from my parents, but also still missing them. So I was looking for jobs just to help my parents financially. I didn't want them to help me financially any longer just because, you know, they were also struggling with finding jobs and all that stuff. So I was looking at jobs. So I applied to the bookstore for the university, but I didn't hear back from them. So as soon as I didn't hear anything from them. I saw that the University of Police Department was hiring security, so student security, Aggie Host. So I decided to apply, and I was like, oh, you know, we'll see if I get it. I've never worked in some security job, let alone a police department. So I got an interview and, you know, got hired as a student security for the university.
And now, we're here. Now you are a newly sworn in officer. And that brings me to Chief Farrell. I mean, you have an extensive career in law enforcement. I actually interviewed you when you were leaving SCHP commissioner back in 2017, moving over to UC Davis Police. I mean, with your decades long experience in law enforcement, what stands out to you about this recent California law that made Officer Moron possible?
Yeah, and Vicky, it's good to see you again. But that was the question for me was, I knew that we had an obstacle. We had a roadblock for some of our community members who wanted to be police officers but couldn't. Ernesto just happened to be the person that I met that really infused the excitement for me to try to make a change. He was a young man at our university, excelling in the security department, just establishing himself on a day-to-day basis of a person of high character and intelligence. And he just seemed to be something that every police department, especially with the narrative we have right now going on across America, he was the person that you really wanted to bring on board to really fulfill those ranks and be reflective of our communities. Knowing that he was interested, I knew that there was going to be an obstacle because of the status of the current law about the citizenship. And so my whole process was to start the dialogue and the debate, to ask the question, why, and was it necessary, and to get that debate into the legislature to see if they would agree that we have many members of our community that could be good police officers if that one obstacle was removed. And that's really where it started for us was a direction that we could go, not just for Officer Marone, but really for all community members in the state of California.
And this was a piece of legislation back in 2022. It went into effect January 1 of 2023. For people who are learning about this new recent law for the first time, explain how it works.
Well, it's very simple. Is it removes one thing, the citizenship requirement in that. And what it does still require is work authorization from the federal government. And so for people that don't know what that means, it means that what the federal government recognizes that people are in this country, they authorize them to work just like anyone else. And there are many, many undocumented community members that work alongside of us every single day in so many different capacities. One, and really in your, when you teed this off, you stated that this is one of the one occupations that had the obstacle of the citizenship requirement. Not with fire, not with becoming an attorney or any other job. It didn't have that obstacle. We simply removed that at the level of the playing field. And so now in California, that anyone wishing to be a police officer, as long as they have work authorization, pass a comprehensive background, go through the rigorous training and the medical and stuff, they are eligible to compete for a job in law enforcement. Mm.
Officer Marone, I mean, I know that you were working in security at UC Davis, but when you got wind that this piece of legislation was making its way through the state capitol, was this something that you were interested in, like right off the bat, wanting to become a police officer?
Yeah, as soon as Chief Farrell advised me that it was moving forward, I started to hit the gym every single day. During COVID, I kind of let myself go and, you know, working from home and, it just happened. So as soon as I heard something that, you know, it might be moving forward, I started to hit the gym, started to, you know, learn, you know, a lot of the penal codes, all that stuff. It just got me excited for, for the next steps. And, you know, I've been in contact with Chief Farrell throughout this whole, you know, legislation and, were able to even testify in the Capitol for it. So, you know, I was very excited once I heard from Chief Farrell that it was going to move forward.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point. I mean, you were also active in the legislative process by testifying at a state assembly hearing at the state Capitol. What was that experience like for you, Officer Marone?
It was very scary and nervous. I was nervous to even be in front of a committee that, was in charge of, you know, taking the bill to the next step. So being able to testify and give my life story and the reason why I wanted to be a police officer, it was scary, but it was fun at the end just because, you know, that testifying, you know, kind of helped boost that legislative to go to the governor's office and get assigned.
What was the main message you wanted to get across to lawmakers?
I think the main message for me was that, you know, I've been here for many years. I've been here for almost two decades, 21 years almost here, that I'm like anyone else. You know, nothing sets me apart from anyone that, you know, goes into the job. I love this country as much as anyone does here. And it's the only country that I kind of know. I lived here for a few years. So, you know, the message was like, you know, I've been here for a long time. You know, this is the only country that is home to me. You know, Mexico, yes, I'm from there, but I only spent 5 years in Mexico. So, you know, for a 5-year-old, you don't really, you know, get to know much of the country or get to know much of the even people you go around with. So that was just the message is just letting people know that, you know, I've been here for a while, you know, I've gone to school here. I work here. So that was just the main message I wanted to provide.
And it's a powerful one. Chief Farrell, I mean, you testified as well, and this legislation was authored by State Senator Nancy Skinner. And I'm just curious, was there an uphill climb to getting this passed and then signed by the governors? What was it like talking to lawmakers across the aisle?
I don't think it was uphill. I think that there was a conversation. There were people that had interest from both sides. There was some opposition. I think, generally speaking, the opposition was more about being inquisitive. What does this really mean? Are you lowering standards? Are you changing some type of protocol or policy about backgrounds and stuff? And so I think there was a lot of conversation that had to occur, and little by little, I think that, I don't want to say we swayed votes, but I think it became more widely known All we're doing is removing one aspect. Everything else stays the same. The criteria to be a police officer is the same today as it was many, many years ago, with the exception of the citizenship. And I think that when Officer Marone testified, what they found was an authentic person who really believed in this country, believed in what they were doing. And really, I think I can tell you for the record, one of the members of the committee actually walked us out into the hall and said, "You know, I'm so glad that you testified. Just you personally, you really just changed the way I think about this whole thing." Mm. And I think Ernesto's testimony was so well thought of and received by a lot of people, is they can relate. There are many more Ernesto Morones out there who really just want the opportunity. And I think that's what our job was to create the environment for an opportunity to compete. Win the job on your own merits, but just have an opportunity to compete.
I know in recent years there has been a challenge statewide. You know, the number of patrol officers has been on a decline from like 2008 to 2021, and that's according to the Public Policy Institute of California. I believe it's like a 13% decrease. I would imagine a law like this creates an opportunity to get that percentage in the opposite direction.
Oh, I think it does. You know, it wasn't the case for UC Davis, but I think that is the case a lot of other departments. What it really does is allows every department to really go deeper into their community, that there are many, many individuals who are probably looking for careers in law enforcement that a year ago didn't have access to. They do now. And so little by little, this law is becoming more widely known. The opportunity is now becoming more available to a lot more people. And I'm hopeful, you know, if we do this radio show in a year or two down the road, we'll have many more people who have taken advantage of this law. But I think it's just taken a little time to get the word out. And but I think it's really a good law, and I'm really so proud to be behind it.
Given that you're a former CHP commissioner, that is obviously a statewide agency, how does something like this, how could it scale up to that level of law enforcement and that type of department?
Well, I think that every department, I won't speak on behalf of the CHP anymore, but I would imagine they, along with the LAPDs and the San Diego PDs, the big major departments, are probably at this point figuring out how to be more inclusive, looking for ways to bring people on in every community. They would obviously have to change their policies, which POST did. POST sets the policies for all the departments. And I think what they're doing now is going to go out and start recruiting, because I think that it allows departments like the CHP and like LAPDs to go deeper into their communities that they serve. You know, the California Highway Patrol, obviously, they serve the entire state. There are many, 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 many communities that they're interface with every single day that will have DACA recipients undocumented who want careers in law enforcement, and the CHP would be a wonderful employer for them.
Yeah. Officer Marone, I mean, historically, you know, not all communities necessarily have trust or relate with law enforcement. And I would imagine, given that all of our lived experience, it applies to also what we do as a profession. How does your lived experience as an immigrant, as a DACA recipient, how does that shape your work as a police officer and how you interact with the community?
So it helps me understand that, you know, I came from a community, I'm from the San Fernando Valley. You know, a lot of people are scared of police. You know, I was scared of the police growing up. I've always said, you know, my parents, friends were always telling us, don't talk to the police, don't talk to police. You know, they're going to deport you, this and that. So that experience kind of helps me kind of be able to talk to the members of the community and the members of the undocumented community saying, look, we're not going to deport you just because, you know, we interact with you. If I weren't to talk with my department at UC Davis, I wouldn't be in this profession, because I would still be afraid of the police, you know. But talking with the department and being able to know the officers that were serving when I was a student at UC Davis kind of helped me realize that, you know, police officers are just there to make you feel safe. You know, they're there to protect you. And that's kind of the reason why I wanted to go into this profession, was to, you know, serve the community, serve the community of UC Davis, and, you know, help them, you know, realize that we're there just to serve them, and we're there to protect them. So that's really kind of what helps me now with just the experience that I've grown up with. You know, I was never talking with the police when I was growing up. So, you know, if I were to talk to them, I'm sure I would have you know, from the very beginning would have been trying to become a police officer. But, you know, deep in my mind, I always wanted to be a police officer, but it was just nothing that was just in back of my mind for years.
And now it's a reality. Chief Farrell, you're an immigrant as well. You were born in Japan. How does that shape you? What really was a pivotal role you had in this legislation becoming a new law in California?
I think for me, I came to this country when I was 10, going on 11 years old. And I always remember growing up in Japan, coming to the United States. And it was a different time when I came. And it was a rough time, and a lot of different things. But I've always felt that we do better as a society, we do better as a discipline in law enforcement when we're inclusive. And I just really, really felt that the more we can broaden our scope and our horizon and our worth from all the members of our department, the better off we're going to be. And this was just one of the last things that were the obstacle where we always said we were inclusive, but Vicky, we knew deep down we weren't. Until we were able to change this law to allow members of our community that for a long time have been barred from being part of our departments, this was the achievement that I think we were looking for. And so me, being an immigrant coming here, to me, I don't want to say it was personal, but I understood it, I guess. I just understood and had deep-rooted feelings on how to balance this and make it fair, make the system more inclusive. And so it's very fulfilling for me.
Well, Chief Farrow and Officer Morón, thank you so much for talking about what is a big milestone.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Joe Farrow is the Chief of Police for the UC Davis Police Department, and Officer Ernesto Morón is the first DACA recipient to be sworn in as a member of the department following a California law, which took effect last year that expands the eligibility to become a peace officer. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.